Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Paul Tibbetts, Director of Business Management Modernization Program for the Department of Defense. And joining us in our conversation is Chuck Pro. Well, Paul, what are some of the lessons you've learned so far?
Well, I would say, first and foremost, clearly established objectives stated in terms of the business of the organization is absolutely important. And by the business of the organization, I mean whether it's finance and accounting objectives or buying systems or delivering supplies to our fighting forces. Whatever those functional objectives are, they have to be clearly stated and broadly understood in order to drive a transformation objective. Next, I would say program management discipline. And again, in the department, I believe we have a very strong culture of program management. Some of the challenges are actually applying that culture properly and fully to this or other initiatives. But that program management discipline is a very clear depiction, or leads to a very clear depiction, of what one's accountable for with respect to deliverables, with respect to costs, and with respect to schedule. So I just don't think there's any way around the program management discipline to get things done. It is how the department has gotten things done for years, and it's just an important technique with respect to achieving a transformation objective as well. Lastly, I would say in any transformational activity that I've been involved in, this one or smaller ones, the balance of patience and impatience is extremely important. And you have to be both at any given moment and on any given day, and you have to appreciate both patience and impatience at any given moment and any given day, and both help the program. The right amount of patience because of the complexity is very important. On the other hand, the right amount of impatience to keep driving change is also equally important.
How is this effort similar or different from other modernization efforts you're familiar with?
Well, in several aspects, I would say, for example, I was in the Department of Defense during the what was called the Corporate Information Management Initiative, which was a business process reengineering initiative in the department. I would say today, first of all, we have certain benefits that we did not have then. The BMMP initiative, one, is more structured. Number two, there's much more of a top-down strategic flavor to this, where the program itself was initiated at the most senior leadership levels of the department. The notion of change and change management, I think, today is much more mature than it has been years ago in other transformation initiatives that I've seen. Today, we have much broader commitment to the transformation objectives of BMMP, both internal to the Department of Defense and on the part of the General Accounting Office and on the part of Congress. So broad-based expectations throughout the federal government create a certain sense of continuity and momentum that I don't think was there before in other change initiatives. And public law. I mean, we actually have guidance given to us by Congress as an expression of their intent with respect to what the transformation objectives of the department are and, to some extent, how we should go about accomplishing them. So all these features, I think, are there in our environment today that weren't necessarily there with other transformation objectives or smaller transformation objectives or earlier ones.
Although it's early in the process, have you seen measurable success related to BMMP?
Yes, I think so. We have collaborative initiatives going on throughout the department that I think without this broad-based interest in architecture and the application of architecture to serve as an organizing framework for people to collaborate wouldn't be there. So Transcom, which has now become the distribution process owner, is way down the road on projects with respect to implementation of enterprise resource planning systems there and in support of their distribution process ownership mission. The services, the Navy is moving very quickly towards what is called a converged enterprise resource planning system for the entire Department of the Navy. Air Force has just made an internal decision, or as I guess I could say is in the process of elevating a recommendation through their chain of command to go with a single enterprise resource planning system for the entire Department of the Air Force. So I think these changes are coming about because of the recognition not only of the importance of transformation, but in the importance of achieving that transformation through structured collaboration, without which the transformation can't happen. I believe we are seeing significant change, actually, already.
Given your experiences in both public and private sectors, what do you see as the future of collaboration across different levels of government and the private sector?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I've actually, not only in this job, but in prior jobs, had the opportunity to make some observations in that regard. And actually, in the interim, while I was in the private sector, served as the lead consultant on information technology to President Bush's task force to examine DoD-VA collaboration. So from a lot of perspectives, I would say that the opportunities for collaboration between government and industry are excellent. Not only buying and selling, I mean, which, of course, in a commercial sense is much of what we're about on both sides, really, the government buying what it needs and industry selling to us what we need. But, of course, for industry to do that based on a thorough understanding of our requirements reduces the investment expense and so forth on the part of industry to try to provide those goods and services. Enterprise architecture, I think, is a good framework to interact with industry, for industry to better understand in a very explicit and exact way what the needs of the department are. On the other hand, the reality of collaboration among federal agencies, let's say at the cabinet level, across cabinet secretaries, if you will, is still reasonably problematic, that while each agency, I think, is going to move forward and there's going to be tremendous opportunity to collaborate between agency and industry, the collaboration among agencies, I think, still has a long way to go. The agencies, they're big, have different missions, they have different the congressional oversight committees have different jurisdictions. Their internal processes for capital planning, investment, and so forth are different. Their planning horizons are different. So getting the agencies in a peer-to-peer way to collaborate with each other is probably going to be, in my view, a good bit more problematic, in fact, than getting the government to collaborate directly with industry.
You have the perspective of someone who has had a long career in public service. What advice would you offer to someone just beginning their career in public service?
First of all, I would say, to be realistic about it, my view of this is that public service is, in fact, its own reward, and that one should not think about public service in view of, let's say, an opportunity for financial compensation per se or your own well-being in that sense. It's an opportunity to serve the country, and that opportunity to serve its country in its own right, in many ways, should be viewed as a reward in its own right. And people should think about that a lot and really understand that. Number two, I'd say, despite perhaps many people's views to the contrary, I've seen much more often than not, internal to government, that money and resources come to a good idea. So leadership is really important. Thought leadership is really important. And people have to kind of get their own thoughts in order and be willing to express them and able to express them coherently in order to obtain the resources and the money to actually achieve their vision of the future state. And it happens. Number three, I think a certain sense of passion is important. And with respect to working on initiatives or taking an organization from place A to place B, going through some form of transformation, a certain degree of emotion and a certain degree of passion, I think, is a good thing. And it actually helps to feed both the sense of, well, let's say the sense of impatience with respect to why it is the government is not in some aspect or other better than it is and perhaps better able to serve citizens. And I think it's important in a large organization, certainly in the government, I guess this would be true in any organization, to once you get started, is to frequently ask yourself what progress you've made. Have you done something today to really advance the cause? Have you made decisions? Have you met with people? Have you convinced somebody of something? Have you spent money? Have you made some decision today that actually moves your initiative or your area of the world and responsibility better?
I'm afraid we're out of time, Paul. That'll have to be our last question. Chuck and I want to thank you very much for squeezing us in your busy schedule.
Paul, Chuck, thanks so much. If any of our listeners are interested in further information on the Business Management Modernization Program, you don't have to do anything more than go to your search engine of choice and type in BMMP, and it will take you right to our website.
Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dr. Paul Tibbetts, Director of Business Management Modernization Program for the Department of Defense. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research and get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.